having that playoff pedigree like a lot of teams have, when you have that nice, you know, history of playoff, what do you say to those guys to prepare them for something they hadn't been through before?
No, I think the biggest thing is just is relying on our habits. I mean, we've had 82 times, or we will have had 82 times to kind of get prepared for the playoffs. Obviously, it's going to be, you know, higher attention to detail, higher intensity, but I feel like every game we've been preparing for this moment.
And for you, man, with these young guys, man, seeing them growing blocks like Steph and Dylan, all those guys. How cool to see these young brothers where they play the right way and learning the right habits, how you learn to go to Golden State.
No, it's been great. I think the biggest thing for us is just seeing guys early in the career cheer for other people's success.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times guys get so focused on, you know, what am I doing? How can I be the best I can be? And I think seeing guys cheer for one another and then seeing it, how it enhances their own game, I think that's been the proudest moment I've had kind of this season, just seeing guys grow in that way.
And Harrison, no, guys are even having beating time on task. Talk about that point. A lot of times young guys will get to play, they say they're a bust. These guys are getting time on task, getting better every day. Talk about how important it is for guys to be great at and play and play for mistakes.
The biggest thing, man, is just is running your own race and having a long-term vision for yourself.
Yes, sir.
I think just not getting caught up in the day-to-day, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a linear process where you're saying, okay, every single game I'm doing this. You know, especially as young guys, rookie, you're going to go through ups and downs, right? But it's how you keep the same mentality every day. The results might change, up and down. Some days you may have 20, some days you may have 4. You know what I mean? But, you know, how can you continue to stay consistent? I think guys really buy into that process and just being professional.
And how important, Harrison, for guys out there to be confident how much they score? Like, you play well, right? And 8 points when you put to play well. 20 looks good, but you might feel they well, 18.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is figuring out ways to impact the game, right? There's always going to be someone who can score the basketball.
Yes, sir.
The coach is going to play you for the other things that you bring. You know what I mean? Your defense, your consistency, your decision-making, your way to disrupt other defensive ends. So it's like, how can you do those things every single day, whether or not you're making shots or not, whether or not you're getting shots or not.
Hey, Harrison, you know, playoff is more than just physical. How do you help your guys learn to get over the mental hurdle on a day-to-day basis?
I think the biggest thing is just staying present. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Don't feed into the extra attention or the extra noise that's in the atmosphere, right? Because I think it's your first playoff experience. It's going to be more intense than you've seen in your NBA career just during the regular season game. So I think guys, you know, just staying present, continue to do what we do. Like I said, they've been preparing all season for that. So we should be in this spot.